Welcome to the Agency Fast Track podcast. My name is Lisa Parziel, and I will be your host for this episode. And today, I'd like to wish everyone a happy new year. It's always amazing on the new year, the excitement of a brand new set of 365 days to move our business forward, to attain our goals. And we have so many hopes and desires and dreams. And it's amazing to think that we're going to have another amazing year. But for most, that feeling fades, typically within a few weeks, and we're left doing the same old thing we've always done. Today, I'd like to talk about how you can actually ensure your goals, your New Year's resolutions, your dreams and hopes will not only happen in the new year, but you will thrive. And how you do that is simple. You have to plan your year. You have to plan your months and your weeks and your days. You see, if you don't have a plan, it's likely nothing will go as planned. In other words, you can dream all you want, but if you don't have a plan to make that dream a reality, nothing is going to go as you dreamed. So how do we do that? Well, for years, I've been doing something very simple called time blocking. And time blocking, or what I call my power calendar, simply means I actually set aside a certain period of time during the day to accomplish very specific things. So let me give you an example. I typically get up around 6 or 6:30, and I time block 7 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday. And I use that time for personal development. That's the time I'll read a book or take a course, go through a program, do things that I want to do that will personally help me grow as an individual. And so for 10 hours a week, my 7 to 9, 5 days a week, that is blocked for those activities. Now, if I happen to sleep in, well, I don't get that time back. That block has already passed. And I don't use that block for other things if I can help it. In fact, once I set a time block, once I block my time, I really like to accordingly only do what I've blocked for that particular time. I don't borrow from one or add to another. Now, does that mean I can't be flexible? Well, sure I can. I simply choose not to. What do I mean by that? Well, from 7 to 9 a.m., if I don't check email, nothing's going to distract me. If I don't have my phone on, nothing's going to distract me. You see, I've bucketed that period of time for me, and I don't let anything get in the way of that bucket. Another example, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., that bucket is actually for my agency. And I use that 2-hour period to go and look at email, to answer email, to address anything that I need to address in my business, to talk to my first level management and get things squared away with them. And I only use that bucket of time for those things. I then take from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and that's me time. That's my lunch hour. If I want to go out to lunch, if I want to run errands, whatever I want to do in that time, that's my time. As you see, I have set a schedule for myself to where I'm bucketing the things I want to do. And when that time period comes to an end, so at 9 a.m., no matter where I'm at, I stop. It's time to switch my bucket. From 9 to 11, when 11 o'clock comes, I'm done. No matter what's happening, it's time to switch my bucket. And the cool thing is, it doesn't feel as hard when you know that the very next day you will have that same bucket. So if you didn't get something done, that's okay. You can always do it in your next bucketed time. What I always recommend is the first bucket of every day should be the most important thing. Notice personal development to me is very, very important. Personal development means I'm going to go learn something new. I'm going to work on something for me. Then I deal with my agency because that's important. Bucket your time. Select either large buckets, couple hours, 3 hours, or even small buckets. You can do it daily. You can do it weekly. The key here is you have to put things down, tell yourself exactly what you're going to do, and then stick to your plan. When you do that, not only will you have an amazing new year, but I think you'll find that your business thrives. You've been listening to the Agency Fast Track podcast with Lisa Parziel. If you'd like to learn more about Agency Fast Track, visit www.agencyfasttrack.com.